You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. This is on Talktainment Radio. This is Dr. Bates Claude Smith and my co-host Bishop Greg Fly. And we are here to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven started in 2015. That's when it started. At another facility, and then we moved here. And I'm so glad that this is the 5th anniversary of it. I'm really excited. Bishop, you can take it from here.
Good evening. We want to start with prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you, we give you praise, and we honor you. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to give you praise. Lord, we thank you for blessing us all day today, keeping us on this side of heaven. And Lord, we ask that even right now, that as we go into our lesson later on, claiming our covenant, Lord, help us to review our covenant with you and help us, oh God, to claim those things as in the promise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As I said before, welcome to Talktainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. With your host, Dr. Bates Claude Smith, and the co-host, Bishop Gregory Fly, and today, this is the 5th anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. And what we're going to do today, we're going to go on with our topic. Then later on, we'll bring some music to make it happen. And if you wish to call us, give us a call sometime, and we'll play with and ask some questions. You can call 614-591-914-5001. Give us a call if you like the music or you enjoy the music. Okay, right now, Bishop, you take it from here, please.
Yes, sir. I want to put a shout out to Grace New Covenant Worship Center located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue in the city of Columbus, state of Ohio, a cathedral in the heart of Linden. Also want to give a shout out to the School of Biblical Theology Seminary located at 2481 Cleveland Avenue, the corner of Arlington. This is a school where you can learn how to do what God has called you to do. It takes much study to do those things that God has ordained us to do and has anointed us to do. We want to be the best of our craft. So we have to learn how to preach and how to teach and how to pray, how to help others, the patience that's needed. We need all of those things, and there you can get it at the school. And new semesters are starting the third week in September. And you can call for more information, call 614-929-5333. Or you can go online and look at what's there. Go to biblicalseminary.org, biblicalseminary.org.
Okay, that's as I said before, if you enjoy the music and that the teaching that we have, like I said, let me give a shout out. We're getting a lesson. I can give a shout out to my family, my daughter, which she's at OSU North. And we had to run on that. Me sound a little tired, but I was over there last night. My wife, my sisters, and the people at Mount Carmel Lab up on Strock Road, especially three of my friends, then one in the back, the last lab, she's the boss. And she got a sidekick. He don't know but sit back and put his feet on the desk. Like, he ain't gonna do anything. I'm not gonna mention the names, but they're my friends. But they are, as they say, frontline fighters, and they are trying their best to help them to fight this COVID. So my hats go off to them and to my sister, and family and all my other friends. Bishop, you can take it from here.
Yes, our subject tonight is claiming our covenant. Now, what a covenant is, it's an agreement, it's like a contract, it's a promise, it's the details of a contract, and we have a covenant with God. God promised us some things, and tonight we want to just kind of look at some of those things that the Lord promised us. So I hope you have your Bible, at least have a pencil and paper where you can write these scriptures down, because a lot of times we feel that we're all by ourselves, and even when we're going through a hard time, even through the hard time, we have a covenant with God. You know, it's a good day to be in the kingdom of the Lord. I'm going to ask you to go with me to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, starting with verse number 14. And it reads, "He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be you mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations." So this covenant that he's making is not made just to us, but it was made long before we got here to a thousand generations. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, he hath confirmed the same to Jacob for the law, and to Israel for everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, a lot of your inheritance, when ye were but a few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when you went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another. He was telling them, you know what, you had a covenant with me, even when you were going from place to place, when you walked in the land of Canaan, which I have given you for an inheritance, you were strangers there because it was occupied, but it belonged to you. I took it from one and gave it to another. I want you to understand something about the Lord. He will take from the wicked and give it to the just. He will give opportunities to you because of the covenant he has with you through our father Abraham.
Okay. During Abraham, was Abraham the leader of the tribes, or was he assisting?
Well, Abraham was the father of it, of the whole movement. His father was supposed to be the father of it, but his father didn't obey God. But Abraham left his country and went to seek a city that was made not with hands. So he trusted God. He didn't know where he was going, but he depended on the Lord. He loved the Lord that much. So he was the beginning. He was one that at the age of 75, God told him that he was going to bless him with a son. And his wife was old, and he was old. And, you know, most people know how it is when you get old. Things don't work like they used to work. Right. And so Abraham wanted to know, how could this be? You know, I'm old, my wife is old, but, you know, God can take something old and make it new.
Yes, he can. Anything that's old, he can make it new. He can take old something, make it real brand new. It could be torn down, worn down, and it's still brand new. And Abraham and the leader of the people, they had hard struggles and everything. But he was shocked, you know, surprised that God confessed, told him that he would be able to bear a son. Bishop?
Yes. Oftentimes we wonder, how did we get in the family of Abraham, being that we're really not Jews, but we're Gentiles. But we were adopted, we was grafted in as children of the Lord. So we have an inheritance. So the same promises that was given to Moses is given to us. And not only that, but we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So the same thing that he's going to get, we're going to get too, because we're joint heirs. And one thing about a joint heir, can't nothing be done until that joint heir gets there. I don't care if everybody else is there, if it's one person that's missing, they can't read the will, they can't execute it, they can't do anything. So we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ is our Father, and he's the one that guides us and leads us each and every day. Without him, we cannot make it, and we need him to make it. During that trial, before Sarah had didn't she tell, explain to Abraham to go into a handmaiden and develop a son?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She couldn't wait. She was trying to help God. You know, it don't pay to help God.
Right.
Let God do God.
Mm-hmm.
And let us do us. Let's have faith and confidence in him and let him do what he's going to do. You know, some of the problems that's going on right now in Afghanistan and in the Middle East is a result of that union between Hagar and Abraham that shouldn't have never been.
Yeah, Hagar was his firstborn, am I right?
Hagar was the handmaid.
Okay.
Sarah had him go into, and they had a relationship, and they produced a son, Ishmael.
Ishmael. Okay. So after that, whatever happened to Ishmael? I mean, where did he go after he was cast out? After his mom was cast out?
Well, they was placed out in the desert. But you know, the Lord sent an angel to talk to her because she was crying. She didn't know what she was going to do. She didn't know what was up. But the Lord sent an angel and told her that he was going to bless the boy. Even though he was talking to her, I'm going to bless the boy. And you know, because he was part of Abraham, he had his bloodline, and he was part of the covenant. So we find today that all of that people in the Middle East, except the Jews, they belong to Ishmael.
Okay, so Ishmael was the one who started the Muslim faith. Was it he who started the Muslim faith?
I'm not sure whether he actually did the cause himself, but they believed in God, they trusted God.
Okay.
And you know, and things kind of spin out of control sometimes. You start with one idea, and it just goes on and on and on. Just like the law. When Jesus came on the scene, he didn't even recognize the law because they had added so much to it and penalized people that wasn't supposed to be penalized. Man just adds to a thing. It's like, Brother Smith, if I tell you something and that somebody told me, I might not tell it exactly the way they told me. I could put emphasis on one part or leave out something or add to it. And then when you tell it to somebody, you add a little bit. And then pretty soon when it gets back to the person that said it, they don't recognize it because the story has totally changed.
Yeah, that is true. That is true because, you can say, like you said before, you start one, then somebody twists it that way, then another twists it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of things get kind of screwed up, messed up, and out of proportion.
Yes.
And when that happens, you know, you got to figure out, probably you have to go back and get it straightened out. Because when you try to get it straightened out, they're going to believe not what you said, but what the other person said. Okay, Bishop?
Yes, so let's look a little bit into this covenant. In Genesis 12 and 1, it says, "Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So what the Lord was saying first, God first said, "Abraham, get out where you are. Don't stay here. You must sometime move before God will give us anything." Also, God loves us just the way you are, but he is not content to leave you the way you are. God said, "Abraham, this is what I want you to do. I'm asking you, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And I'm going to make you a blessing to other people." Sometimes we forget about that part of God's covenant. God has blessed us so that he wants us to bless others.
Yeah, that is true. It is a blessing when he does that. You probably hear listen to him. And he gives you he blesses with a whole lot of stuff things that, you know, you'd be surprised. Sometimes there are things that you didn't ask for, and he'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we all need to follow God and follow his son, Jesus Christ, during this time and era. Because right now there's a whole lot of stuff that people around here need, and they need to try to listen and follow his leadership. Don't follow nobody else's leadership. Follow God's leadership. Bishop?
You know, sometimes it's necessary to change your associations. When you make up your mind that you're going to live for the Lord or you're going to change your ways, sometimes you have to move from where you are now because people will have a tendency to pull you back into the things that you're trying to get away from. And you find yourself back there with them, and they ain't going nowhere. They have no desires. They have no goals. They're just living from day to day. But you know what? I believe that the Lord don't want us to live from paycheck to paycheck and from day to day, that he will give us an inheritance. He will bless us. As long as we're doing what's right in his sight, he gets pleasure out of blessing us.
Okay, and for those, as I said before, for those who wants to get into this lesson, I'd like to call in, call us at 614-927-2013, 614-914-5001, and call in and get in, come to get into the lesson and ask Bishop questions and he'll answer or me. But call and give us a question if you'd like to do the lesson retreat. Bishop?
Yes, let's again review what God said to Abraham. This is what I want to give you. That's what he was saying. This is what I want to do for you. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to make you a blessing to other people. And sometimes, like I said earlier, we forget that when God blesses us, he don't bless us to store it all up just for our own use, but he blesses us so we can bless other people. The Bible lets us to know that when we give to the poor, we lend to God. Now, let me tell you something about that. I'd rather lend to God because I know he's a good payer back. So whatever we owe him, he's going to give us double for our trouble. So when we bless the poor and we give the poor of our substance, we never go lacking, and God can trust us, and he give us more so that we can give to the poor because he can trust us.
Yeah, he can trust us, and he can, and when he does that, when we it's like if we bless him, he blesses us more than what we can give. And sometimes you can get a blessing and keep on getting a blessing, and you don't know what the Lord blessing the Lord may have for you. And you just have to follow him, listen to what he's saying, because, you know, he's on his way back. And, you know, we have to sit back and listen and follow his law, his land and his laws, which he gives. Jesus is coming back, and, you know, like I'm going to say this, we are living on borrowed time. Bishop?
Yes, you know, a lot of times when we're successful, we think that we did it on our own. And then we do like Nebuchadnezzar did when he looked over off his porch and looked at Babylon and he said, look what I have accomplished. Look at me. I'm great. And we do that. We'll say, well, look what I've got. Look what I've earned. Look what I've done. But you can have a good job and unable to work it because your health is bad. You can have a good education and something go wrong with your head and you don't even remember what you've learned. You have the forgets. So it's not you, it's the Lord. And the Lord blesses us and keep us so we can be a blessing to someone else. And that's very important. God wants to remind his people of his covenant with them. This covenant is an everlasting covenant. So God said through a thousand generations, I'm going to keep my word. You know what? And we serve a God that cannot lie. He's not like man. He don't have to repent. He don't have to remember what he said. His word is yea and amen.
Yes, it is. His word is amen. And each time we say amen, the Lord say yes. Sometimes the things will be wrong. Like my grandson, when we was at the hospital, when my grandson last night at the hospital for his mom, excuse me, and he said, Papa, I done prayed. I don't know when God's going to do something for me. I told him he has to be patient because God has his own time set. I say, your mother's in his hands now. He's working with her now. So you just have to sit back, be patient, and be strong, and let God have it. You'll be all right. And that's what I told him. And if you, like I said before, you'd like to come in on this conversation, dial to 614-914-5001. 614-914-5001. Call in, ask the questions about the lesson we have today. Bishop?
Yeah, the Bible lets us know that this covenant is perpetual. In other words, this covenant goes from generation to generation. It goes on and on and on. And even when you were but a few, that's what he told Israel, even when you weren't but a few, before you got to be this mighty nation, I was with you. David said in one of his songs, he said, once I was young, but now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God don't forget our labor of love.
Yes, that he does. He does not forgive our labor of love, and he does not forget us at all. Because there's time when you think he forgot us, but he haven't. He still got his hands on us, and he's still watching over us. And we just got to be patient. And whatever you're looking for, whatever, it's coming. Bishop, please.
Yeah, we used to sing a song years ago that said, "Only believe, all things are possible if you only believe." You have to have faith. You have to trust God. The Lord said, "You may be small now, but you got a covenant." You know what? I might be an individual, but I have a covenant with God. And because I have this covenant with God, I'm not losing no sleep. I'm not worried about things that I can't control because I have this covenant. And I know that he will look out for the best of me, what's for my good. And so I trust him. So you know what I do? I sing about it. I talk to him. I tell him how much I love him. I sing about how good he is, how powerful he is, how mighty he is. You know, instead of singing the blues about your baby in the left, you talk about how God rescued you and changed your mind and direction.
Yes, you can. Yeah, just sing with how God bless you, because there's so many songs out there that, you know, that's concerning God, asking him. You can ask him through song and ask him through prayer, because all the other music is not of his will. There's something that's just circular music, and sometimes of the flesh and another thing. But ask God, and like, he may not come when you want him, but he's right there on time. I could tell my grandson last night, he has his time, and he may do it when you least suspect it. And you can sit like Joe waited so long when he's on his sick bed, when his wife told him, "Won't you curse your God and die?" And he told his wife that she talked foolish. But he laid there, and when God healed him, God rewarded him for what he had left and lost. Bishop.
God said, "I'm going to give you a land in which you are strangers. It land don't even belong to you, but I'm going to give it to you anyway." That job that you got promoted to, and you thought that because you didn't have the qualifications that you just had favor with the HR person, but the favor wasn't with the HR person. The favor was with God. God will give us jobs that we don't qualify for. That don't mean that we don't have to go out and get qualified for it, but he'll open up a door and give you favor. Favor is not fair. You can't label who has favor with God. We all have favor with God, but favor will open up doors that money cannot open up. Favor will take you places that money cannot buy you.
And so many people believe in favor, believe that they got there on their own. You did not get there on your own. And, you know, like Bishop said, you think the HR has something. No, it's not the HR. Sometimes God works through the HR, and he's watching and seeing who he can trust, mm-hmm. and who he can give the job to. And that way, and you know, like I said, I got this, but you got promoted, but it wasn't through the HR. God bless you with that promotion. And once you get it, you should thank him, and still don't get above yourself, because a lot of people get that promotion. They get above themselves, which they shouldn't be above themselves, Bishop.
Yes. God said, "I'm going to give you a land in which you are a stranger." Who exactly is the Bible talking about when he speaks of strangers? Strangers consist of the remnant of slaves that came out of Egypt, people of bondage, strangers, captive, taken in war, people whose lives were torn by the enemy, strangers, people who sought the employment among the Jews, strangers, people who were searching for a better life, strangers, people who were searching for religious privileges, those looking for religious truth. We are strangers in this world. We're not part of this world. We're just pilgrims passing through. Our home is in a whole nother realm. Our home is in heaven. But we're here because God has sent us here to help the earth.
Yes, we're just passing through. And, you know, this is not our home. Our home's in heaven. And God has set up a mansion for us, and then those we all got to work hard to get up our mansion. Not a mansion down here, not here, but up in heaven. And once you get there and you go to your mansion, the same thing that the rich man has, you have up there. But God had prepared a place for you. And Jesus Christ said, I go and prepare a place for you, and where I may be, you may come also. Bishop?
Yes, we are strangers in this world. 1 Peter 2 and 9 tells us, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and you should show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. So God command us that we should give him praises. We should have praised him. We should bring forth praises unto him that brought us out of darkness. Darkness being a lack of knowledge concerning the Lord. So what we're here tonight to do, above playing the music, above talking, we're here to introduce you to a light. And that light is Jesus Christ that will light up every part of your heart. That light up every part of your mind through his word. His word is light. His word is life. Light and life.
Yes, it is of life. And he does give us, he does give us a life. And the life that he has is more beautiful than the one here on earth. We just going, like I said, we're just a trial. And we are going through. And there's a, you know, as we long, we trust in him, we'll have a beautiful life when we get home up there. This is not our home, but this is we're just going through. And us, by us being followers of Christ and follow God, if we humble ourselves and learn the word, we can pull others in, because there's so much out there can pull you away, can pull you through the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to follow the Christ and listen to those who are Christ-like. Not too many of them out there are Christ-like, because they'll tell you anything. There's so many false prophets out there, they'll say anything. We're supposed to do this and do that. But you have to let them know that you're in the hands of Jesus, follow Jesus Christ. You can't follow man, because man will bring you down the wrong road. Bishop, please.
Yes. So this royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him that had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in past times were not a people. So in past times, you weren't a people of God, but you are now the people of God, which had not attained mercy. There was a time that we had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. But now we have attained mercy. He says, dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims. Here we go again. We're not of this world. We're not of this land. We're pilgrims passing through. We're strangers. We have attained, he said, abstain from fleshly lust, which wars against the soul. So, you know, we have two things going. We have two things going in our life. We have our lust, our fleshly man, and then we have the spiritual man, that they war against the other. My question is tonight, who will you follow?
Yes, and that's the question we're going to leave with you. Who do you follow? Now, are you going to follow Christ, or are you going to follow man? You can't always, man can say one thing and lead you one way, but Christ can lead you to a good life. We have to follow Christ. Bishop?
Yes, the world is not my home. We're just strangers passing through. King David prospered everywhere he went. He conquered nation after nation. In 2 Samuel 8 and 6, it says, and the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. Why? Because he had a covenant. When Saul tried to kill him, the Lord wouldn't allow it to happen because he had a covenant. When he fought Goliath, the giant, you know, I love the story because David just kind of proved who he was when he wouldn't even call Goliath by his name. He called him an uncircumcised Philistine that would defile the army of the living God. And he fought him. But when he fought him, he didn't make no big deal out of it. He killed him because he wanted to know who was this uncircumcised Philistine without a covering, without a covenant. No covering, no covenant, no promise that will defile God's people.
Yes. And we have to be strong, because we cannot let anything come between us and God. We got to be strong in God and strong in Jesus Christ. We have to follow his word and follow what he has to say. Okay, this is Stairway to Heaven, and to our TV fans, and we hope you enjoyed the lesson, but hey, we've got more to come. So we'll see you next time, and remember, don't take any wooden nickels, and the mind is nothing but a garden. Bishop?
Yes, God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for every ear that has been listening and every eye that's been looking. We ask, Lord, that you deal with their hearts and their minds. You bless them. Father, hear their cry. Bless them, sanctify them, fill them with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to Talk Tammy Radio. This is Stereo to Heaven. What you listen to, that's Sean Brown and the Boys singing their song, When We All Get Together. That's called The Meeting. This is the fifth anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. And Stairway to Heaven has been on the air for about 5 years. And I hope we continue on, Brian Bishop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter what you do, no matter where you go, take the Lord
everywhere.
Everywhere
you go, everywhere
you go. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, take the Lord
everywhere.
Everywhere
you go,
take
everywhere.
Him. Everywhere
you go,
big or small. Short or tall,
who you are,
tell them for me, yeah.
No matter where,
no matter where
you
take
go,
him
everywhere,
everywhere
you go,
you ought to take
everywhere,
him everywhere
you go.
Listen, y'all, we take mother and father, sister and brother, sometime we take other, but don't forget to take the Lord
everywhere,
everywhere
you go,
take him everywhere. Take a MasterCard, a credit card, some take care. I stop by to let you know that won't last. Take Jesus
everywhere,
everywhere
you go,
everywhere
you go,
big
go.
Or small, short or tall,
who
no matter
you
who you
are,
I'm trying to tell you,
no matter where you
little boys, little girls, grown men and women,
who
no matter
you
who you
are,
I'm trying to tell you.
You
red, yellow, black, and white,
who
we all precious
you
in His
are.
Okay, that is JR. He is a local here in the city of Columbus. And he used to sing with a group out of Dayton called the Mighty Imperials. And he's by himself. And he's a good friend of mine, and I asked him to let me have one of his CDs and record. And he has another song that we'll play another time when I bring it back. Tell God. And that is Robbie Lyles. That's Robbie Lyles backing him up.
I'm talking about Jesus now. Wait on him. Don't get in a hurry. Just wait on him. If you do that, I'm trying to tell you, God will.
I know he'll fix it.
Listen, said I know.
I know God will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
I know God will fix it.
Whatever the problem is, tell God all about
it. I know God will fix it.
He already know what to do. He will fix it.
I know God will fix it.
You'll find out. He'll see you through.
I know
if
God
you let him
will
fix it.
Fix it.
What I like about it, you don't need no money.
I know God
he'll fix
will
it.
Fix it.
All he want is your praise. I know he'll fix it.
I know God will fix it.
Anybody know that God will fix it?
I know God will fix it.
Here's what I like about it. If you hold up, he will show up.
I know
and he'll
God
fix
will
it.
Fix it.
I done already tried it. I'm trying to tell you, he'll fix it.
I know God will fix it.
He did it for mother. That's why I know he'll fix it.
I know God will.
Okay, that's JR. Local Columbus guy, and he is a good friend of mine. He put that out and everything. I like to say, what I'd like to say is that, you know, I'm gonna give another shout out to my friends and family and to the people at the hospital and everything. I also like to say, now here it comes back. Like to say, next month, y'all been waiting for us. Well, I'm gonna give you the word. Next month, the Keys of Harmony, yours truly and the Keys of Harmony, will be on Champion and Ontario. They're going to have they got a program called the Old Gospel Songs. I
yes.
think a lot of old gospel groups are going to be there. They're going to have that, and I think they're going to have old and new gospel. So I don't have the date yet, but soon I get the date, I will let you know when we'll be there. So it's going to be an old and new gospel concert right there on Champion and Ontario. Looking for you to be out. And like I said, the Keys are, we're back together. We had rehearsal, first rehearsal last week. Our guitar player, Brother Joe Woods, he's come a long way, and he's back. He's back playing.
Oh, good.
But he said, my fingers are numb. I said, don't worry about it, Joe. It'll all come back.
Well, you know, our Lord is a healer.
Right.
So we expect nothing but a full recovery.
Right, and he had that breast cancer, and he's fully recovered. But I heard him play during the North and South program. Then I heard him play at rehearsal. You still got it. You still got it. You ain't lost it. So that's it. So this is the fifth anniversary of Stairway to Heaven, and Bishop and I are going to have to get together, and we're going to talk some things. We got some things coming up for next year, Bishop.
Yes. I just wondered, sometimes people join into the radio station, radio broadcast, Talk Tame Radio. Mm-hmm. But how did it come about? How did the Lord lead you? Let them know your story.
Okay. I was at media school, and they have a radio station there, which I'm not going to mention what the station is, But I went to the program director there, and one of my classmates say, "Hey, Lewis." I said, "Yes." All my friends call me by my middle name, Lewis. And they asked him, they said, "Hey, Lewis, that program director want to see you." Mm-hmm. I said, "What about?" He said, "Go see when he want to see you." So now he already had his show. So mm-hmm. it was time for me to get. So I went to him, we talked, I asked him about it. And he said, "Well, it's your turn to do a show."
Okay.
And he said that what we going to do, we going to call it Grooving with Claude. I said, "No." We talked about 5 minutes. And the name came up, Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven. So I guess the Lord gave me that name, put on. So I told him, "No, it's not going to be called Grooving with Claude. It's going to be called Stairway to Heaven."
Okay.
And that's how Stairway to Heaven, the name, the show Stairway to Heaven, about 2015. That's when it came out. And I stayed on there, stayed with school until I graduated mm-hmm. the following year. How I got to this station, my our dear friend, Sister Robertson, she has a show here called All in the Family, and I talked to her. And I told her I wanted a show, then she gave me a number. I talked to the producer here, and that's how the show got started. The show been going on ever since. There's another guy. I was talking to different artists across the country. Local groups had CDs. I told them I want y'all music. Mm-hmm. They sent it to me. Some of the music I got off YouTube and played it. Played it off YouTube. And I called and talked to them and told them, "Could I play it?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm playing your music." He said, "Well, go right ahead. Where you at?" I said, "I'm in Columbus, Ohio." And I've been doing it. This is something like a dream that I've been wanting to do for a long time, because I did it in Texas on K-Skies. And when I left Texas, I forgot all about it, and something just kept biting me. Go back to radio, go to radio, go back to radio. And I took a long time to decide. I said, "Okay, I'll go back, stop me to go back." So that's how I got into this. If it wasn't for Reverend L.C. Steele out of Fort Worth, Texas, got me in and started.
Okay.
And I took it. And then when I came back up here, because my sister got sick of stations, my sister Beverly was sick, and I had to come back to Ohio. And I was another friend of mine got a show in Cincinnati. I was on his show, got some training from him.
Okay.
And then I moved back to Columbus. And
so how did you decide what style of music the show would play? Because there's so much out there. You have... You have choir music, you have quartet music, you have the young and old quartet,
mm-hmm.
then you have rap. That's what my grandson, I have a grandson that he's into gospel rap.
Okay.
So how did you decide which one you want to lead in with and that would be the predominant type of music you would play?
Well, what happened, how I did that, by me being an old quartet musician and somewhat of a quartet singer, you didn't hear the stations now. You didn't hear quartet, or and they spent the choirs. Choirs was fine, but when they started fading out the choirs and the quartets, you didn't hear it. So I said, "Well, I'm gonna go ahead and try to bring it back." Try to bring it back, and so I had to start off with the quartets and let the people know. Listeners know that the quartets are still around. They're not dead or died, but they're still out there singing. And you'd be surprised. I mean, I was really shocked, surprised. I look on YouTube, I look on Facebook, and I see all these groups. I say, "Doggone. I didn't know all that. I don't know none of these guys, but these guys, mm-hmm. it's more quartet singing still alive."
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, and I just stuck with it.
Okay.
And then next thing I know, I'm gonna go ahead and mix it with choir and quartet.
Well, you know, I'm from Detroit. I'm from the Motor City,
mm-hmm.
and I like to say from the Big D.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up listening to choir music,
mm-hmm.
but I'm obtaining a taste for the quartet. But you know, my rev is choir. But, you know, I like all good music. As long as it's edifying God,
mm.
I like it. So, you know, I like the individual singing. I don't know if you recall the Winans or the Clark Sisters.
Yeah, I remember the Winans and the Clark Sisters and
the Commission. Some of those people.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up so much with quartet, but I am liking it. So how do you make a distinction in your taste between the old quartet singers and the younger ones?
The old quartets. That's the root of quartet singing. The old quartet back in the 30s and 40s, that's the root of quartet singing. Now I go back and go, my grandfather, the late Reverend W.L. Smith, he had a group called the Silvertone Singers out of Cincinnati, or had them.
The Silvertone or Silvertone?
Silvertones.
Okay.
Out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. And then there was a whole lot of other guys. There was a Mighty Gospel. There was a Gospel Travelers out of Cincinnati, Ohio, which I became a member of them at the age of 16. Then before I got the Mighty Gospel Travelers, I was with a group called the Howard Singers out of Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I was with them. They started out. Then Ray Shackelford, Owe McGee, and Ray Shackelford. After I left the Howard Singers, I went to Owe McGee. Saw me come out of a restaurant in Cincinnati on Bernard Avenue. And asked me, can you play it? I said, yes, I can. He told me, meet him at his house on rehearsal Wednesday night. And from then on, that's how I got deep involved with when I went with the Mighty Gospel Trappers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I got up here, and I played for a couple of five-star harmonizers, and I played for the Keys. I left the Keys, played for Amanda and the Golden Gospel Singers. And then after that, I was with Amanda. Then Amanda got sick and everything. I wound up going with Frank Tate, Gospel Heavy Days. Frank Tate out of New York City. They call this the Gospel Heavy out of New York City, and the list goes on and on and on.
Okay. Well, at this time we're gonna listen to some of that good old quartet music.
The grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. By the grace of the Lord, Lord knows I've come a long way. Well, the Lord has brought me safe thus far. I know He won't leave me now. Tell you.
By the grace of the Lord, I come a long way.
There's no doubt in my mind, yeah.
By the grace of the Lord, I come a long way.
Let me tell y'all this right here. Sleepless nights, body all filled with pain. I was looking for sunshine, but every day it rained. I was so beat down, but my good days were few. It was by His grace that He surely pulled me through. Well, the Lord has kept me from all evil with my mind set on Him. Yeah. Tell you by the grace,
Lord, of the Lord,
I've come a long way.
I
feel good right here. Let me tell you this. That I come a long way.
I've come a long way.
Through the storm.
Okay, that was Ray Sean Brown singing By the Grace. By the Grace. He is one of the lead singers of the Anointed Sons.
Okay. of the Anointed Sons.
He's Anointed Sons of God. He's one of their lead singers. And he done sung with a couple of groups. And that's it, that's Ray Sumner by the grace of God. And he's here, he's in the city. So I brought a couple of locals.
By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way.
So I know that for 5 years of doing this, that you had some challenges. You want to share with us some of the challenges that you might have and how the Lord delivered, because this is his program and he sustains it.
Well, what happened was, I'm not going to mention the station name or the personality. I was in school, and I went to the person who was at the program. The Bishop Nuke had a group, Spurlock. Bishop Spurlock and his group was singing, had the anniversary. And I saw one of the radio DJs from another station, asked him, could I come on as a intern? He told me no. So I went to the station, see, could I get a spot on that station? And he said, we got what we got. No, they told me no. But the CD that I had was a group by the Alabama Girls, which I was going to try to show them what I was playing. Mm-hmm. And before I left the station, they went, can we have that? I told them, no, you can't have it. So I walked out on them. So when I met the producer here, his brother here, and him and another, I'm grateful for Miss Robinson, I'm grateful for Kahari, and I'm grateful to Eddie. And seemed like I talked to him and said, what you want to do? I said, I'm going to start my own show. And they gave me the opportunity to start the show here, stay with him and here. And I really, I'm going to say this, and I always say, Kahari is he's one of my closest friends, and him and Eddie. And sometimes he helps me out a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And, I appreciate how much mm-hmm. he's helped me. Also, Stairway to Heaven has some other shows that was got under his belt, like my wife, Women on a Mission in the Community.
Women on a Mission in the Community.
Yeah, okay. That's under Stairway to Heaven. That's under Stairway to Heaven belt. And when I was on there, she asked me, because she used to do something, I said, yeah. And when her two other hosts got together, I told the ladies, your show is on the Stairway to Heaven. I say, but you do it, go ahead, do your thing. I'm not going to interfere. And you pick your own guests. And I let them run with it, and they ran with mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. So Stairway to Heaven, like I say, it's trying my best to, keep it going. Because, and then when I asked you to come aboard, I was very happy for you to come aboard, because I kept thinking about you the whole time.
Well, it's been a blessing being here. Why don't y'all give us a shout? Let us know that you're listening. Area code 614-914-5001. That's area code 614-914-5001. Call us. Let us know that you're listening. Or if you have a question for Dr. Bass, let's hear what you got to say.
Okay, this group is from Houston, Texas. And they call us by the will of God. That's what they call themselves.
Everywhere I go, I try to keep him involved. He's in my heart. I'm gonna do your will. Even though I have to get somewhere and be still.
Said I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
I'm ready.
To do your will.
Every day, every way.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
To do your will.
I'm away. Lord, I don't have time
for silly games, because my name is written in the book of life, and it won't never, never, never change. And that's the reason why
I'm ready,
I'm ready
to do your will.
I'm ready, 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 ready.
Said I'm ready,
I'm ready right now.
Said I'm ready
to do
your will.
I'm available,
I'm available, Lord.
Yes, I am.
I'm available, Lord,
to do,
to do your will.
You can count on me.
I'm available, Lord.
I'm not that busy.
I'm available, Lord.
Okay, that was group called Will Be For The Lord. They out of Houston, Texas. And me and Bishop, like I said, I'm going to tell you, Stairway to Heaven brought to you by Keys of Harmony and the Will of God from Houston. And Refuge, here's another song from Selection from the Will For The Lord from Houston, Texas.
Did you come here to praise the Lord?
Yes, I did.
Said, I don't care.
I don't care who's
I don't care.
I don't care who's
or did you come here to lift your name up on high?
Yes, I did.
Or did you come here to lift him up on high?
Yes, I did.
You see, I wouldn't have came for no other reason. In every season, I gotta praise and give God. Come down. I want my praise to fall around and around. Did you come here to praise the Lord?
Yes, I did.
Or did you come here to praise the Lord today?
Yes, I did.
Did you come here to lift him up?
Yes, I did.
Or did you come here to praise the Lord? Yeah, now. Down. I want my praise to fall around.
Okay, that group called Will Be For The Lord. They from Houston, Texas. That song was called Yes, I Did. I also like to say, before I forgot one person, the guy that's sending me this music, his name is Daryl J. Jones. He's out of Crockett, Texas. And he's sending us some of this music here.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, he's getting ready to send me some more. And I'm trying to, he's going to be on the air, I believe, next month.
Okay.
And he's going to do it long distance. So that's Mr. Jones, he is, he worked with a lot of DJs across the United States. He works with a lot of DJs. I'm surprised. You'd be surprised on Facebook. You find all, he got all these DJs, all of them across the United States, and they're nationally known. So.
Mm-hmm.
Including some, well, that time seems like a time going away. Look like it's getting short.
Yeah, it went away fast today. But I'd like to say to the young artists that's here in the Columbus area, we cannot play your music without your permission, and we don't know that you exist without you making yourself known. So give us a shout, call us, let us know about your music, send us copies of it. But you know what? We can't play it unless you sign on a dotted line.
Right, because the music don't belong to us. But we have permission to play it.
Amen.
And like I said, now, hey, remember this. The mind is nothing but the garden, which you put in it grows. Bishop.
God is good. Keep on trusting him. Keep on believing. Stay focused. Don't look at what's going on around the world. Look at who Jesus really is.
Amen. See you next time.